Okay. So what do you think about these pants? You think I look fat in these? Okay. Well, you know what? I do. They're tight. They're a little too tight for me right now. But you know what the problem is lately? The problem is that we, as people, we cannot accept the fact that our body is changing and we can accept that change. We go around, we compare ourselves to other people, we look at TikTok, we look at the media, and we say, oh, I would wish I looked like this person, or I wish I had that body of that person. But do you realize that accepting what you have and loving it is probably the most rewarding thing one can have? So today, I'm going to talk with someone about body neutrality, loving our bodies, accepting it, and who cares if the pants are tight? Who cares if the sweater doesn't look the same? It didn't look the same as it did last year. Who cares? We need to start accepting the way we look now, because guess what? It starts now. Welcome to the podcast. It starts now, and joining us today, we're going to talk with Javacia Harris Bowser. Now, Javacia wrote this wonderful recent article for Sisters at AARP. It was a very, very compelling article, and it was about women and their bodies. And trust me, every time I get up in the morning and I look at myself, and I always want to think positive about myself, but I always go all the time, I always go to the negative. And I, we, us, we need to learn how to embrace the positive. Because, but for the fact that I literally woke up, I was able to look in the mirror without having assistance, should be enough for me to love my body. But a lot of times it's not. So I want to welcome Javacia to the podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you so much for having me and for reading the article.
Oh, it was amazing. It took me, and I said, you know what? Hopefully she's available. I know she's very busy, but you wrote a really good article. And first question I want to ask is, given how women are always shown, size zero, to be thin, to be the perfect size, how can we be in a position of accepting our bodies?
Well, I think that's that we could do a whole series on that. But
Right.
one of the things that you said, given how women are shown that they need to be thin, I think one thing that's important for us to do is to be more selective about the media that we consume.
Oh.
Because I actually surround myself with a lot of very different images. So I'm on social media a lot. But I follow a lot of body positive accounts. I follow content creators and influencers of all sizes. So I'm actually not bombarded by images that make me feel as if all women are supposed to be a size zero. So that takes extra work
Right.
because, of course, as you said, if we're just thinking about mainstream media, everything is thin for the most part. But if we make the extra effort, I do think if we're selective about the media that we consume, that that can definitely help. In addition to that, I think it's also important to be mindful of the conversations that we're having. If there's someone in your circle who likes to gossip about how much weight so and so
Oh,
has gained, you need to be the
girl.
person to shut that down and
Oh,
tell that person you are not here for that kind of conversation.
get out of my mind, get out of my head. Please get out of my life right now, because you are so right. I have that friend who is always talking about dieting, who is always saying, "Oh, I'm like I'm, you know, I went to we went to a doctor and they told us that we couldn't eat certain foods anymore. So, but why are you at my party when I'm serving all of this food? Why are you here? Why are you watching me down a steak and you're telling me that your doctor said you can't eat red meat, but I want to come to a steakhouse with you? What is that about? Girl, you get out of my mind. I love that. And I want to shut that down too, because I think a lot of people need to realize that the company that you keep changes your mindset.
Absolutely.
It definitely changed your mindset. So I was going to ask you the next question, but I think you kind of answered it. But how can we change our positive? How can we get a positive mindset? But surrounding yourself with social media followers that you love, I love that idea. Is there anything else that you can suggest? But that right there in itself, that talking about the dieting, oh my God, that is so real. And I don't mean to take over this conversation, but I literally had a party, and the first thing they came in and they had something with them, and the first thing they said was, "We can't eat certain food." And I have a spread
Now,
of
I respect other people's choices. Like for example, I'm a breast cancer survivor, so because of that, I don't drink.
okay.
And my friends know that when we go out, that I'm not going to drink. If I'm
Right.
going to a party, I bring non-alcoholic wine. So
Right.
I respect other people's choices, but just, those conversations that are, oh, so and so needs to lose weight. I'm
Right.
not here for that.
Well, congratulations on being a breast cancer survivor. I think that's phenomenal. And
But to
I can respect
answer,
that, but I can respect that part. I can respect the fact that you're telling people, and people know you in your circle. Hey, I know her, I know what she's been through. I know what she does. I know what's going on. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to try to serve you, moonshine, because I know you can't drink. But you were going to say something, and I'm sorry, I cut you off.
yeah, to answer your question though about other things that we can do to get a more positive mindset. I think that body acceptance is a journey and it's an ongoing one. And I think you may need to do different things on different days to really
Right.
feel at home in your body. So for me, my journey started with learning how to focus on what my body could do instead of what it looked like. And so if
Oh.
ever there's a day when I feel bad because I've gained weight or whatever, I just start
Right.
moving my body, doing exercises that I actually enjoy, and that helps me shift my focus. However, I will say that focusing too much on what your body can do can be problematic too, because if you're a person living with a physical disability or if you're experiencing limited mobility due to health conditions or age, your body may not function the way you want it to. So I think the end goal should be to be able to respect our bodies simply because they are. So
Yeah.
simply because this is the body that houses your thoughts, your values, your traits, that carries you through the world, just respecting it simply for that. And
I
that's
love
really what
that.
body neutrality is all about, which is
That's what that
what.
was the next question. That's like I'm hearing this word body neutrality. I'm hearing that all the time, and I didn't know exactly what that meant. I thought it meant I didn't know what it meant until I had to look it up. And then I read your article, and then it's like, okay, accepting my body. And everything that you just said is perfect, because I have to admit, I am constantly, I even get sad thinking about it, right? But I am constantly in the mirror. I'm looking at myself and I'm going, oh, well, when did this dimple come? Okay, where did this, and it's like, when did cell come from delete? I mean, cellulite is everywhere. And I want someone to be able to love my body as much as like the next person. And I think for us as women, especially single women, when we meet somebody, and I find myself adjusting my shirt, pulling it down. And I had this brother tell me the other day, he goes, "Why, what are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I had some skids." He said, "Oh, let it flow." I said, "Can I take you home right now?" But people don't understand what body neutrality is.
Yes, and I actually wrote the article because I didn't fully understand it. I was hearing about it and I couldn't really grasp how it was possible for a person to be neutral about their body. I just couldn't grasp that. Yeah, I did the article in part so that I could learn more about it myself.
So, how can, and I think you answered it, but I'd like for you to say it again in a different way. But how can we practice body neutrality? I mean, how,
when you wake up, what do you do? Like, what's the first thing we should start doing as in 2023?
Well, I think it's about, again, it's going to be different for every person, but I think it's about just being grateful for your body just because it's your body. Mm-hmm. And taking care of your body because it's your body and detaching that from any judgment of your body's appearance. So right. Feeding your body when you're hungry, feeding it nourishing foods, but also feeding it fun foods sometimes too. exercising, not to lose weight, but to boost your mood. And again, taking care of your body because it is yours, not because you want or feel like you need it to look a certain way.
I love that. And I'm going to ask, not too personal, but do you go to the gym?
I do. So I go to the gym. I also work out a lot at home as well, but I work out a lot. So this is my thing.
Now you work. Oh, so that's your thing. Okay. So you work out because that's your thing. Cause I work out because I figure that I don't want to die tomorrow. So I think I need to do something, but you work out because you love it.
Right. I work out because I love it, but working out for the benefit of your health is also in a way body neutrality as well. Because again, you're not working out because you're thinking, oh, I got to get skinny. You're right. Working out to take care of this vehicle that carries you through life.
So speaking to somebody that loves to work out, because I'm always amazed when people say, I got to get to the gym. You know? Okay. I'm just like, I want to be that girl. I want to be that person. I want to have that mindset. But why do you like working out so much? I mean, and you just said it's not about being skinny. It's about, you know, treasuring, you know, the body itself. But why do you love working out?
Well, it's fun for me. I know that sounds weird. I've been working out since I was a kid. I actually just recently wrote an essay about this. When I was a kid, I would find aerobic shows on TV.
And so you're that girl.
My parents were like, what are you doing?
You're that girl.
But I just loved it. It was really fun for me. But as I got older, as I mentioned before, it was something that really helped me be more positive about my body. It helped me stop focusing so much on what my body looks like. And instead, you know, I could celebrate what my body could do. And so to answer your question, why do I love working out so much? It is my way of celebrating my body.
I love that.
That is why I love it so much.
Do you think that parents or people around you play an important role as far as how you're loving your body? I mean, I don't want to throw shade at my mom. She's no longer here. But my mom, she was obsessed with me getting thin or me being skinny. And she literally thought that being fat meant you were not going to get the perfect guy or you're not going to get the perfect. Oh, yeah. It was like that. But I love, you know, I miss her. I love her. But we have a lot of people that think that just because you're a certain size, that you're not going to get the right person, or you're just going to get like the bottom barrel, or you're just going to get, you know, a homeless Harold. I mean, and it's not true, because you're, like that said, that guy that just said, let it flow. I mean, he was a nice looking brother, but it's like, you know, how do we get past that? How do we get parents to stop telling their kids just because they want a milkshake that it's going to just totally just be bad for them?
Wow. I mean, that's a difficult question, because that's kind of reversing decades, if not centuries, of conditioning that people have. So, you know, honestly, I don't know that we can do anything about previous generations, but I think what we need to do is that we need to be the people to let folks who are younger than us know that their worth is not determined by a number on a scale or their clothing size or anything like that. I think it's up to us to just let younger folks know that.
And full disclosure, Javacia, she is in her 40s. She's not the 50 plus girls yet. So she she still has a metabolism that can just, as soon as she wants to decide,
Well, I don't.
she could just say,
I
okay, I'm gonna
mean,
live
it
away.
slows down in your 30s, and I'm about to be 42, so my metabolism is pretty slow. I'm also in medical menopause because of the
Oh,
breast
because of the
cancer.
breast cancer,
So
right.
my body is older
Well, her
than I
body, she
really
says her body is older, but her face looks like she's 20, because I saw her picture. She looks like she's still in her 20s. She's not the 50 girls yet, but she did have some really, really good information. And I want the takeaway. What would you tell people, like the takeaway of all of this?
So, we've been talking a lot about body neutrality, and that doesn't necessarily have to be the goal for you, because it's not the goal for me. My goal isn't to be neutral about my body. My goal is to have radical body love and acceptance. But I think that body neutrality can be the stepping stone to that, because just being realistic, we are not going to wake up feeling fabulous about our bodies every single day. We're just
Right.
not. That's just not real. And so on those days when you're not feeling the best about your body, that's when you turn to body neutrality and tell yourself, okay, it's all right if I don't love my body today, but I will accept and respect my body today simply because it's mine.
Javacia Harris Bowser, what a wonderful person you are, and I love everything you said. And I am going to practice that. I am literally going to practice everything that you just said. And I want my audience to know that you can see her article, Sisters of AARP. You can. I'm going to have all that information in the. I mean, in the. Section of the podcast, so you can find all of her articles. But the article that caught me was so riveting, and I think you should definitely read it. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me to chat about this.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Juanita, and if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please give it 5 stars or thumbs up. And if you want to be a part of It Starts Now as a guest or as a sponsor, because we would love to have you, please let us know. And we will try to get an episode out once a week. I love doing this. I love spreading the word about what's going on in my life and what's going on with the changes as we get older, because it does start now. So like us, love us. Sponsor us, we would love to have you. Until next week. Okay, so I'm doing this exercise program on YouTube. It's one of my favorite Pop Sugars. They have some wonderful, but I'm trying to keep up. Oh my God. And so we're doing arms. And, yeah, I know how important it is that we are supposed to do these exercises, but why do we need to do more exercises? And why, when we get to a certain age, things start changing, muscle mass start changing, our bone mass start changing. So we're going to talk with an expert who is going to tell us everything that we need to know and do to keep up with our young mind. But our old body, oh my God, it starts now. Yeah, I'm following this program on YouTube. YouTube has some of the best fitness programs. This is one from Pop Sugar. And in two, three, wait a minute, four. Supposed to breathe, five. Keep your abs tight, six.
Why do we need to exercise more when we get to a certain age, especially when we're over 40 and 50? I mean, do we need to increase our bone mass? We need to increase our muscle mass? And what about flexibility? Because, you know, as you get older, you do lose flexibility. I know a lot of us still cannot touch the ground, touch our toes. We can't bend our bodies over to a certain degree because of the pain or the stiffness. So we're going to talk with an expert today who's going to tell us about how important it is to incorporate some type of fitness program as we get older, because we still have that young mind, but we have that old body that needs to be strength and flexibility-ized. Oh my God. It starts now.